Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Everything feels a bit uncertain right now. A few months ago, you never would have expected eggs being factored into your monthly budget. New sources of stress equal more opportunities for breakouts to strike. Luckily, Mighty Patch Original shrinks the look of pimples in just one use. We'd say that's a pretty good deal. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
Welcome back to Take Command. He's Logan Paulson, longtime NFL tight end. I'm Grant Paulson. We appreciate you checking us out. The Commanders at 3-3 now. Here's one issue. They're 1-3 in the conference. So they did win their division game week one against the Giants. That's good. Otherwise, in the NFC now, they are 0-3. And from a division perspective, the tiebreaker is record in the division. And the East is very much up for grabs. The Eagles don't look quite as good as they were last year. Obviously, the Cowboys can't stop losing. You play them this week in a massive game. They just lost to the Carolina Panthers. But losses to Green Bay in the NFC North, Atlanta in the NFC South, now Chicago in the NFC North, your last three setbacks here. I mean, at 3-3, the wild card resume gets a little bit dicey. So they're going to have to put some hay in the barn against the NFC as they move forward. If there's such a thing as like worrying about your resume, and I know it's early, but all these games are going to matter in the end, Logan. But when you get down to the final week, there's only so many of these. The fact that two of your wins are against the AFC, you'd love to flip that because it's just not, you're not putting together a very wild card friendly resume so far.
Yeah, but I think like you said, like one of the benefits about it being where we're at in the season is like there's a lot of games left to play, a lot of football games left to play, and just got to start winning some ball games. I think that's really what it comes down to. You got to stack some wins back to back, and you know, I remember having conversations in 2012 about like, you know, we were 3-6, not looking very good. You know what I mean? Having a rough outing, people talking about losing their jobs and being evaluated moving forward, then we rip off 7 in a row. And so obviously you don't want to put yourself in a position where you have to win out potentially to make the playoffs necessarily. But I do think at this point of the season, these games, like the one against Chicago, are valuable in terms of learning opportunities. And if you can apply the lessons learned from this game to the Dallas Cowboys, and then we get a little bit more confident, we apply the lessons we win from that game to the Kansas City Chiefs. This team, I think, you know, having seen what they could do last year and seen flashes of what they can be this year in games like this, in games like the Chicago game, I think they could string some together here. And that's ultimately what they got to do. Like, I'm not so concerned about wins and losses versus opponents now. Obviously, that's going to matter down the road. But if we can string some together, we control our own destiny. I think it's my point. And that's the way I'd look at it as a player. That's the way I'd kind of, if I was coaching this team, that's the way I'd kind of impart that information to the team. So as much as these games could and probably will be impactful down the road, we still control our own destinies. So let's make sure we control that.
No, look, don't get me wrong. I mean, and that's the perspective I think people come here for. And I love the, like, you're telling us how they're thinking about it in the locker room. And it's true. And it's done, by the way. You can't sit here and dwell on it. Like, all you can do is play the ones in front of you. But there's only so many.
Yeah,
and so a big chunk of them, a percentage of them, you've now lost in the conference. And I say that only to say, moving forward, these NFC games are going to be even more paramount just from a resume perspective. Because at 3-3, you know, you got to go 9-2 to get to last year's record. Like, you're looking at a 10-7, hopefully, kind of situation. And now you're talking about tiebreakers. And so when you play against Seattle in a couple weeks, that is a, you know, playoff caliber game. You got to view it that way. When you play against Detroit, by the way, the schedule coming up here in the next month is a bear.
Brutal.
I mean, until the I don't ever want to act like there's a game in this league where you can kind of take a breath, because that's not true. But the Madrid game against Miami, and that's all the way on week 11, right? So you're talking about November 16th. That's the next time you play a team that is not playoff caliber other than Dallas, and that's just a division game with a juggernaut offense. So I consider that a really hard game as well coming up. It's your rival. It's not like, you know, I think they were 2-point favorites on the look-ahead line before last night. But Kansas City on the road, the Seahawks are the real deal, man. Detroit might be the best team in the NFC. I know they just lost to Kansas City, but they had ripped off a month in a row winning football before that. This is the toughest stretch of their season coming off of this really disappointing loss. A couple special teams thing really quickly. I had kind of put Matt Gay into the pile of, all right, let's leave him alone. Let's stop talking about this. He'd made 8 in a row. He missed a 50-yard field goal last night. I'm still fine here in that, you know, he bounced back and connected on a field goal later in the game from 50-plus. So he ended up 1-for-2 in the contest. But I just want to get your thoughts on, like, where we're at with him. Because you can't, if there's going to be tight wins, if you're not going to be the team last year that kind of buried teams and scored 37 or whatever, there's not a lot of margin for error. So what's your thought on that? I see a lot of fans saying, oh, they got to go get a kicker. A lot of times it's not better what's through the other door. You know what I mean? It's not always Jake Moody who makes 4 field goals and wins you a game walk-off.
Yeah, I think, what I would say is that, like, it's been my experience in the league is if kickers are not on teams right now, they're not ready to kick in the NFL. What does that mean? So there's been tryouts. Like when I was in Atlanta, the kicker, Matt Bryant, got hurt and he was like 45 years old. He'd been kicking forever. He had ice water in his veins. Excellent. And so they brought in a bunch of guys and you're like, man, these guys are crazy talented. Like, they're booming this thing from 58 yards pretty consistently, and they have strong leg, good personality seemingly, and they bring in 3-4.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Or 5 guys, and they all look pretty good, you know, and then you get that same guy in an NFL game, and there's something about the pressure and the moment that is just different for those guys, and they'd miss kicks, and you'd kind of say, oh, bring the other guy in, he looked good, he'd miss a kick, and then you're kind of on this carousel of guys that haven't built up that emotional and mental callus to kicking at the NFL level. So I would kind of give Matt Gay a long leash here, you know, in terms of kind of where he's at, just because I know through the other door, I've seen what that looks like. And I'm sure all these, Adam Peters is well aware of what the current kicking landscape looks like in terms of free agent kickers. So just to bring, for people who maybe aren't familiar, it is bleak out there. You're not going to go find like kind of someone who's uber talented and uber consistent just roaming around on the street necessarily. So I think it's okay. I think he's obviously it's been up and down. You know, and that's one of the plays I was talking about earlier. You know, you make that kick, you force Chicago to have to drive the length of the field at the end of the game to score a touchdown. And obviously that maybe gives you some leeway in terms of winning and losing the ball game. But I think you just give him a little bit more time, see where he's at and go from there.
Yeah. Also, I think we are.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
Collectively looking at the Matt Gay issue, if there is one, through the lens of just how amazing kicking's gotten in the NFL. What I mean by that.
That's a good point, actually. Yeah.
Like, I think we watch all these other games and we just see guy hitting 57, 59. I mean, there was a 67-yard record-setting field goal hit in the NFL this week that was taken away via penalty by Evan McPherson. Like, the new juiced balls, it's crazy. But if I just were to tell you, you know, 5 years ago that a guy would be 10 of 14 right now, with three of his four misses from 50 or more, and was 16 for 16 on extra points, you'd be like, okay, cool, no problem.
Yeah, like, it's fine.
To me, until he's missing kicks inside of 50, and I know that that's changed a little bit. It's almost like inside of 55 now.
Yeah.
But that's when you will have me willing to hear the conversation.
I think that's a great point.
But as long as it's 50 plus, like, I'm just not going to panic on that. If there was a great option, okay, great. If one of the best kickers in the league became available for some reason tomorrow,
yeah,
sure, no problem. But as you said, is someone out there better than the guy that Adam Peters and this staff thought so much of that they gave him a record amount of money on a one-year deal this year? I don't think anybody's better out there than Matt Gay right now.
And to that point, too, like, he's been a guy that's been very consistent inside of 50, but I forget the exact number. It's like outside of 53 yards, he's like almost 50%. There's something weird about the statistics there in terms of his kicking.
Well, in his career, I could tell you, he's okay. 32 of 52 from 50 plus.
32. So he's missed, yeah.
Yeah, he's missed 20 kicks in his career from that distance. But if you look at, you know, the last 3 years as an example, he's got one miss under 40, which I think was just blocked. And then he's only got two misses inside of 50, like 40 to 49 otherwise. So yeah, almost all of his misses over the last 3 years are 50 plus.
And so I think that's understanding like who he is as a player and understanding that in these moments where you're asking him to kick these long kicks, you're stressing him a little bit. And I think as long as that's an awareness, like, you know, for example, this is a good example, like Logan Paulson running a go ball in a man-to-man situation, probably not going to win that one, right? But you got me blocking a six technique, you're going to win that one. So I think there is some context there in terms of like what he's good at, where he's most successful. And I do think the staff is aware of that.
One other note on special teams, the Commanders blocked a kick. They're on pain. I don't know if, you know, it was a low trajectory, it looked like. How much of that is on Moody? How much of that is on the good guys? But Payne, Kinlaw, pretty awesome rep for them on special teams.
Yeah, huge rep. And I think the thing about, like, one of the things is in the broadcast booth, I remember looking at Fletch and being like, I think they're going to block a kick today. Because, like, they were getting really good push, and also the ball was coming out really low. So I'm like, if they're far enough back, like, they're going to block one because they're pretty much right on his line. And, you know, Coach Izzo does such a great job of coaching up that block point for them. Like, you can tell they know exactly where that line is of the ball. Like, they go out, they kind of line it up, and they get it perfectly situated. So good to see them get that done. But it definitely, you can see the preparation, the execution kind of meeting there in that moment.
Did you call your shot before the game or during the game?
So it was during the game. I looked over to Fletch and I was like, I think they're going to block this kick because he kicked
the one right before they blocked it.
Yeah. Like, I think so. What happened was they kicked two field goals prior to that, right? It was the first 6 points of the game. And yeah, after the second one, I was like, I think they're going to block one in this game, is what I said to Fletch.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, and Fletch was like, yeah, that ball's coming out really low. And there's just something like you can just see it in the moment, like when you watch enough football and, it happened. So I felt pretty smart when that happened, obviously.
What are you doing tomorrow?
Me?
Yeah.
What do you mean, what am I doing tomorrow?
Like, what? Do you have any plans?
Nothing really. Just hanging out. Maybe doing some work. Going to watch some film.
Can you go with me to Vegas?
Good bit, Coach.
Thank
Great
you.
Bit.
I went a long way for that one. You were very confused.
I was like, what is happening?
The people watching on YouTube are going to be like, I can see in your head, you're like, why in the hell did he pivot to that? Like, what is going on here? All right, well, that was not a fun game. That was a fun conversation. 25-24, Bears over the Commanders. Washington is 3-3, and it is now Dallas week. Next time you hear from us, detailed breakdown on the Cowboys. By the way, they can move the football. That is a really, really good offense. They can run the ball. Dak's playing his butt off. They are terrible defensively. So certainly a game where Jaden Daniels and this offense are going to have to shine and protect the football. Washington has a good chance to get a win if they can do that. But we'll break it all down next time. We are with you in a couple of days on Take Command. Subscribe, rate, review, wherever you get your audio. Of course, you can watch us on the YouTube pages, 106.7 The Fan, Team 980. For Logan Paulson and our producer, Evan, I'm Grant saying so long. Thanks for hanging out.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.